Nearly 2 years after the chaotic end to America's longest war, the White House admitted it should have started withdrawing sooner.
Clearly, we didn't get things right here with Afghanistan, about how fast the Taliban were moving across the country.
But the White House took little responsibility for executing a messy and deadly exit. A 12-page summary of the government report claimed President Biden repeatedly asked military leaders if they required additional support to mitigate threats, and was told no. An August 26 suicide attack outside Kabul airport killed 13 American service members. The former head of Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, told CBS in September he advised President Biden against pulling out.
I gave advice. My advice was not followed.
No mention of that is made in the report. Also absent, a July 13th internal State Department cable warning that the Taliban was making rapid territorial gains and recommending that evacuation be sped up. The White House blames the Trump administration and says its deal with the Taliban severely constrained Biden's choices.
I'm absolutely sick and tired of hearing about this.
Lance Corporal Jared Schmidt died in the Kabul airport suicide bombing. His father, Mark Schmidt, said the 12-page summary is an insult.
I don't want to sit here and listen to somebody talking about this being Trump's fault. You're the president of the United States. The buck stops with you. It's your responsibility.